nanohub.org.
You can follow along with this presentation using printed slides from the NanoHub. Visit www.nanohub.org and download the PDF file containing the slides for this presentation. Print them out and turn each page when you hear the following sound. Enjoy the show.
So now I'm going to introduce our next panelist, Dr. Christina Baldica. And she comes to us from University of Illinois, National Center for Supercomputing Applications, NCSA, which I spent my graduate years there. She currently serves as the Senior Project Manager for Blue Waters. And before that, she was in computational mathematics, working with multiple scientific domains. And she also worked on the LSST and the Dark Energy Survey projects. Please welcome Dr. Baldica.
Okay. Hello, everybody. As you heard, I'm the project manager for Blue Waters, and I spend all my time with the nitty-gritty details. And so it's so exciting from time to time to come and see the high-level picture and get excited about the project again, not be so frustrated. So Blue Waters, it's part of the NSF strategy for high-performance computing. Okay. NSF envisioned this on three levels. Track three, their university resources. Track two, more ambitious computational resources, which are also part of TerraGrid, and Carol just talked about several of those. And we're at the next level, track one, a very powerful system that will reach a sustained petaflop performance. And this is the actual text that we had in the solicitation that came from NSF. And what they're saying there, and you have to parse this, we're talking about petascale performance, but we're talking about sustained petascale performance. And I think this is the most important difference in what we're doing. We're not so interested in the peak performance. We're interested in sustained performance. And why is that? Because we want to serve the users. We want to give them a system that they can use for different areas, for different types of algorithms, for different research topics. Therefore, we're not only interested in the performance per core or the parallel performance, but we're also interested, as the solicitation actually said, and the amount of memory that we're putting at the disposal of these users, and the type of I/O that will enable them to work with large data sets. You just mentioned LSST, and that's a perfect candidate for this kind of a system. And here is what we're what we had in mind when we started the specs for this computer. We talked to different vendors, and this is what we came up with. And the way we came up with this was to talk, by talking to different people. We talked to several researchers from many universities. We even talked to people from industry. We talked to people from Boeing, from other areas, to see what do you actually need? Where does it hurt? What don't you have at this moment? What does a new system need to provide? And based on what I heard here earlier, I will go really fast over this next slides, which talk more about the architecture of the system. I look back, and there were several talks I put to you about the Blue Water system, and I don't think that's so relevant here. It's mostly about how do you get access to this system. To make it plainly clear, this is not a system that's on the floor yet, but it will be soon. And this is what at the smallest level, two new chips that came from IBM, a computational chip and an interconnect chip. And this is a very new architecture, very ambitious. And we're building it up. The chips They are put in a quad module. Then we have these drawers, building racks, and then blue waters. And what we're trying to achieve, and here I'm comparing our system to Kraken, which is what we consider the most powerful system in Terragrid at this moment. And you see, oh, there's one more here, that we're very ambitious on several levels. We want to achieve a peak performance that's about four times larger than the one currently available. Look, for example, at the memory bandwidth. We will have around 300,000 cores, which is a little bit more than what... Oh, this is comparison with Jaguar. Sorry, that's what I meant, Jaguar. But the chips are actually more powerful. Very powerful in terms of the storage and this transfer. We established this partnership with IBM, and IBM is under a contractual obligation to deliver to us the hardware and the software that will make this machine run. We looked at this. We have a lot of collaborators from the computer science department and realized that there are some areas where University of Illinois and some of other partners are very strong. So we're complementing the software that is delivered by IBM through pieces that we develop in-house. And here the color coding of that software system. Blue is IBM, and then the orange goes Illinois. And we have some areas where we collaborate. So we're trying to establish a very powerful software environment, both in terms of system software, but also in terms of user software, recognizing the challenges that come from programming to such a large number of cores. User environments, debuggers, all these tools have to go to a level of sophistication that is unprecedented. University of Illinois is also providing the storage for this system. We have online storage that is part of the machine itself, but we're also providing an archive. It's a tape archive, which will grow. The current plan is for us to grow to 500 petabytes of data for the 5 years for which Blue Waters will be operational. We're also providing external networking so people can move their data back and forth from this machine to their home institution. We also built a building. This is a big computer. The facility that we had was not sufficient. We're very proud of this building. It's ready. It's a very modern building, very efficient. If you look there in the corner, it has a PUE. At this moment, estimated between 1.1 and 1.2, typical data centers will go around 1.9. And this is the ratio between how much power goes into the building and how much is used by the actual computer. Besides those activities that relate directly to the infrastructure, we also established an educational program around the Blue Waters project. We had, for example, a virtual school. We also have an undergraduate educational program. For the virtual school, we had three summer school this year. And I would like to draw your attention to the fact that we had 725 students, and we grew this program. We started with 42 participants in 2008, and then we grew it to this impressive numbers. The courses were offered at Illinois, some of them at remote sites. For each of these courses, we had 10 sites using high-definition video connection, Polycom, and it was very well received. These are the sites here, and we would like to see Purdue on this list next time. I'm talking here not only as the project manager for Blue Waters, but also a representative of the Great Lake Consortium from Petascale Computation. When we put the proposal together, we realized that there is so much brain power in the Midwest and so many resources and so many smart people that we want to use that strength. Well, we call this the Great Lake Consortium, but then so many people got excited about our plan, so geographically it might not reflect the Great Lakes unless you count some smaller lakes in Texas, I don't know. But this is these are our charter members of the Great Lake Consortium, and of course Purdue is on the list. The Blue Waters system will be used for a variety of science and engineering application. NSF has already, so this is just a teaser here. NSF has already launched a program for applying to Blue Water Resources. It's called the PRAC solicitation. That's the link to the NSF site. And NSF has already made a first round of awards, 18 PIs. And this is basically a very important difference that we have between TerraGrid and Blue Waters, that we're going not for thousands of PIs, but of tens, maybe hundreds. So therefore, collaboration is very, very important. The next round is in March, this coming year. And here is basically why you have to apply to PRAC, for a PRAC award. This is the main avenue to get a Blue Water allocation. In the meantime, we'll also get you a lot of support from NCSA. If you don't want to apply for the PRAC award yet, there are other avenues. And this is work with the consortium. And here you have some names here. You can talk to Maxine. She's the JLCPC president. There are two people here at Purdue that are members of the consortium. They are an excellent resource. The consortium will have access to some cycles on Blue Waters, and that's a very easy way to get access to the system. We also have a lot of educational activities. If you or your students are interested, these are all open. Scott is our representative. Just get in touch with him, this will be a very exciting project, and it's going to be on the floor very, very soon.